Hey everybody, this is Vicki Sullivan. Have you noticed that you're getting more offers to help? You're not alone. Many companies have learned that larger clients can be a pain, so they're coming after smaller shops like ours. While flattering, the big question is this really a good idea? Here's what I've noticed. Many of us are way too subjective here. We small business owners trust our gut. If we like somebody, well, they are in. Instead, let's go one step further and apply some logic. The biggest thing we need to pay attention to, the ripple effect. What's the impact of implementing this approach on other efforts? Would gaining ground in this area hurt us somewhere else? Or, going to the dark side, would implementing this just hurt, period? Here's a real life example. I know someone who wanted more sales lead. I mean, hey, who doesn't, right? And she just got out of a meeting about that very subject when she got the perfect email from a lead generation firm. She was all excited about hiring these folks until someone on her team drilled down and made an interesting connection. The way this company gets leads, their process, doesn't work with high-end clients like my friends. In fact, her sophisticated buyers would just roll their eyes and ignore this. Not only would this process hurt her brand, but some of the plan could actually be against the law in one of the states she worked in. The good news, she dodged a bullet, and working with that company isn't going to happen. But think about it. How many times has some offer hit us just at the right time and we thought, I'm going to go for it? Hey, I've done that. Guilty as charged. But seriously, we get so caught up on what we want in one area that we don't see the possible damage in the long run. So before we hire someone to help us, let's stop and take a 360-degree view. Let's make sure we don't trade what could be short-term results for long-term damage to the intangible stuff like our brand and reputation. Hope this helps. Now go out there and be brilliant.